Canada. Holden, Colorado, with up to 500 newton meters of torque. It won't look new for long. Welcome to the Saturday Rub. Triple M rocks football.
Triple M CG's the venue, Saturday afternoon, and I tell you what,
it
is the Hawks, it's Essendon, Trent Cotchin's going to join us shortly, all of that's relevant, but this is all about one thing and one thing only.
My man.
I call him Plugger or Tone or Mr. Lockett.
Got him. Ooh. He's guaranteed that we're going to have him at 12:35.
Well,
the whole football world is on a knife's edge.
I'm on a knife's edge. I don't know what to call the great man.
Look at Spud.
I'm nervous.
His body language doesn't exude that confidence that I want from him.
You wouldn't be able to ram a knit needle up my backside with a jackhammer. I'm that nervous. The sheriff's badge closed up.
Spud, you've guaranteed he's on.
I've got a pain in the gut.
So how are you nervous?
I'm nervous.
But how though?
Dry in the mouth. Well, it's just, you know, it's never over till it's over. And I've put me plums on the line, and Gary's given me 1 week's grace.
Yeah, I'm with you, though. And, don't not for a second did I jump off. Pencil neck
We're half an hour from...
33 minutes and 35 seconds. We've got a countdown clock in front of us.
Time until plugger.
That's there, Spud.
It's like the countdown of the grand final, to be brutally honest.
Bigger than that.
No, it is bigger than that. And, look, I've got some news to break to a couple of guys in the room.
Spud. Well, just hang on with your news, all right?
Because
I'm going to we're building up. This is the build-up this week.
The build-up might be as good for a couple.
The back end of the week, Spud. The back end of the week has been all about how big this interview is going to be. Have a listen to some of the anticipation.
G'day, it's Danny Green here. I didn't just come back to Melbourne to announce my comeback. I also came back for the interview. Don't stuff it up, Spud.
G'day, Joey Montagna here. Spud, any danger, mate. All we do at training is hear you bang on about plugger this, plugger that. I try and listen, still no plugger. Come on, mate, get your act together.
G'day, this is Scotty Cam. The interview promises to be bigger than any Renault Rumble. Well, sort of. I can't wait.
G'day, Warner here. My all-time favourite Saints full forward with my all-time favourite Saints full back. I've waited long enough for this. Bring on the interview.
It's Teddy Wheeler here, leader of the Wolfpack. Spud, you've got to make this interview happen. On behalf of the Wolfpack, we're all sitting by the radio ready to listen. Come on, Spuddy boy, don't let us down.
Hi, this is Ian Mully Meldrum. Come on, Danny. You're the one that says you're a friend of Plugger. If anyone can get a talk with Tony Lockett, you can do it. If you can't do this, you're not only letting the team down, you're letting yourself down. And you never let St Kilda down, or well, maybe a couple of times.
Spud, Stewie Lowe here. I'm going to be waiting today by the radio, intently listening for you and the big fella, Plugger, that I have grave concerns about you actually being able to get in on air. But good luck, pal.
Hi, this is Tony Jones from Channel 9. I'm actually in the dentist chair at the moment, just getting the chompers a little bit of a cut and polish. So all drills have been turned off, the gas has been turned down, and we're just hanging out for this Plugger interview and demo. Don't be muzzled, mate. Go your hardest.
Hi, it's Eddie Maguire. Saturday is going to be another big day of football. But the biggest thing that will happen will be the interview, and I can't wait.
What
about some of those
names? Have a listen to that roll call.
It was Louis
was there. Yeah.
Malta, and then the great Shane Keith.
Edward just rubber stamping it, dubbing it hashtag the interview.
Yeah, the interview.
Well, look, they're all good except for Teddy Wheeler. Like, seriously.
But they're representing,
representing
80,000 strong Wolfpack.
We probably went from Group 1 status to Stony Creek Maiden.
Don't turn on the packs, bud, because they are who make us number one and they're out. They're put off. So I had a text. I'm looking at the Twitter feed. Yes. Put his wedding off.
The man's put his wedding off.
Grab me phone there, will you? I've got to break some news. I've got to get this off my chest. The other one.
It's better not be what I think it is.
No, well, I got a phone call.
Is this true? No, hand on heart, hand on your three daughters' lives before you say this.
And my beautiful mother and my beautiful wife, Anita.
So what are you saying?
Hand on heart.
Well, all I'm saying is I had a bit of a sick feeling. We got about 8:24 this morning. No caller ID.
Oh, no.
Now, don't be... And it was the big fella on the phone?
No. He rang you this morning.
He rang me
this
morning.
Is this hand on heart?
This is hand on heart. There was a couple of stipulations.
He's put a few riders on.
No, not riders. He said... Now, he's a man of few words.
Is
so
this fair dinkum?
This is 100% hand on heart. Right. My three daughters. Beautiful Chelsea's back from America.
Right, I won't say it again.
She'll be listening at 12:30 as well.
Yes. Get on with it, Spud.
He only wants Gary Lyon and myself to do the interview.
And that, is that true?
That is 100% true. 102% warrior.
I love it.
So
that
look,
is funny,
I don't know whether I'll get it. You to do the intro maybe.
Spud.
Or just read through your CV maybe. Let JB do that.
Yep. Hand on my own heart. If I was to get Viv Richards, Dennis Lilly in both of them, I wouldn't let you ask a question either. So, Spud, it's all yours. Yeah. I'm just delighted he's on our radio station.
No, Gary's there as well.
Just don't
give me
stuff
a hand.
It up, you two.
Former teammate.
Yeah, former teammate and former teammate of yours. The great day, EJ Whitten. I'm sure you'll talk about that.
Put three or four down his motorboat.
Yeah, he did. He kicked. He got the EJ Whitten medal that day.
He did.
So, oh, well. So what are we going to do, Jim?
Pressure builds on you, though, Spud. Yeah. Because you better have some decent questions. Normally you come in with one, and then Purple and I save your ass. So what are you going to do now?
I've got a couple.
He's got one bit of paper.
I've got two questions. That's him. Take a photo.
It says Luna Park.
No, it's got his passion about motorbike riding.
Oh, come on,
and the AFL Hall of Fame, HOF. They're the two questions I've got.
I've got that loaded stuff.
you better dust off your homework from last week.
Yeah.
Gaz, I'm in this lifeboat. You're in it with me, mate. And I'm throwing some water out of the moment. But I tell you what, the water level of this lifeboat at the moment.
Listen,
I can't empty enough water out of this. You've got to give me a hand, mate.
I find it...
It's lapping over the top.
I find it very funny that these two have been excluded from the interview. But you know that means you've got the intro. One of those real sharp Jim specials.
Can you do the intro?
No, come on. No, it's either in or out.
What happened last time you had to introduce him?
No, I took that. The bloody St Kilda website put that on this morning. Come on, have some respect down there.
You know, listen.
You're better than that, Tommy
Morris.
This
is actually if he takes the phone call too. We haven't got him on yet.
He'll take it. But I must admit.
This is my problem. Not a problem. I'm delighted and rightfully so. It's just you and me, right?
Yes.
And I'd go to war with you.
Yes. Yeah.
But you have lost your shit when it comes to my and you haven't been able to talk.
That's true.
At some stage.
He sent me off my axis early this morning when I got the phone call because I knew. I thought, oh, no.
Well, we just have a listen to the last time Spud introduced him.
I don't bring that crap up.
He's humble. He doesn't like talking about himself. He is the Don Bradman of our game. I'm sorry to get emotional, but I've lost it. Thank you.
That's still funny after all these years.
Now, listen.
I laugh more now than I did at the time.
You roll with that one, Spud. I'm one out.
No, you won't be one out. But I tell you what, the tide's coming in pretty quick in this lifeboat, mate. The bucket's not big enough at the moment. I can't keep the water out.
Oh,
you're
going
to have to be your sharpest, Gaz.
Oh, I love it.
Look, we'll have to
I'm
have
gonna
a
have to take 10 minutes off.
I'm going to have to get his CV
out. I didn't know I'm going to be one out while you're blubbering in the corner.
I didn't know I didn't read his CV out. I'm going to have to get the AFL yearbook.
I can see this ending up Daniel Kerr style.
No, it won't.
Gaz just on his own.
No, he won't be.
Fireside chat.
Oh, jeez.
Spud blubbering.
No, good stuff. come on.
I love it, Spud.
Yeah, well,
this is extra pressure that you brought on yourself.
Yeah, well, I've brought on myself. You pricks on the rush hour. Everywhere I've gone down the street, I'm looking forward to the interview. Seriously. Now I know how bloody Brad Pitt feels. Walking around the streets, getting recognised everywhere. It's not fun, I tell you. Everywhere I've gone for a coffee.
Listen,
looking forward to the interview.
Listen, straighten up. If you've got more than those two.
He's got the Luna Park story,
work.
Guys.
You've got 20 minutes to come up with more than the Luna Park story, all right?
Oh.
I've got a couple in my repertoire. But if you start bloody bawling like a baby.
No, you can get that. He did buy some. Greg Burns bought 48 dozen eggs.
Well, don't shoot your best up now. Don't shoot it now.
48 dozen or 48 dozen
eggs.
Or 4 dozen.
48.
48 dozen.
Yeah, he's got the milk bar in Snake Valley. It is. It's called Reptile Gulch Motors. And underneath it's got snakes alive pulling to the drive.
Spud.
It's 10 mile the other side of Ballarat.
You got Lowy, you got Warney,
Eddie
Molly Melbourne.
Ed.
Joey,
Ed,
Molly,
Teddy,
Scotty Cairns.
Scotty Cairns.
We're all listening, Spud.
Chompers.
Danny the Green Man.
Will Anderson just tweeted.
Oh, well, of course
Will
he
Anderson.
Oh, he loves the rubber. Yeah, you're his man.
I'm under too much pressure now.
You're not.
I've been able to find... Oh, no. For breakfast, but I've got to have a drink of water.
Jim, what are you and I going to do?
Oh, well, just sit
you can
back
make
and
a coffee,
enjoy. Smoke the pipe, we'll be doing.
White without Jim, any sugar, mate. Bit.
Jim.
We'll be like everyone else in Australia. Yeah. We'll be listening
That's
in.
True. Can you do me a favour? Just have a couple you can slip over. Just have a couple of questions you can slip to
Actually, that's what you can do, Warrior. For the next 20 minutes, write a couple of questions down.
Give them to Gary.
Give them to me. For God's sake. No, seriously, I'm under pressure. Oh. Come on.
Hey, I tell you what. So we're looking forward to that. It'll be brilliant.
And it's only going to be a quickie, you said. He's not on for a long chat.
I think once he gets going, he's pretty good, as you know.
Hey, so we love that. And that's coming up. Trent Cotchin to join us next. I tell you what I did last night, Gary. And yeah. I haven't done this. I don't know, maybe even ever in Australia. I went with Fat Willis to a bar in Windsor and sat and watched the footy. Mm-hmm. And it was an unbelievable game. We all watched. It was a terrific game. But not much noise being made purple. Full bar, the Wolf and I. Wolf and I, funnily enough. Anyway, we're sitting
the
there.
What's the name of the pub?
Wolf and I. We're watching this plasma and the footy and Willis and I having a beer. Anyway, as the Tigers came, this joint erupted.
Really?
And I don't know how many of them were Richmond fans. Yeah. But I said to Bill, how good is this? Like, the joint suddenly, everyone in the place was riding Richmond like a bull, screaming and yelling and carrying on. I thought, mate, this must be happening in bars all around Melbourne. We never experience it. It was fantastic.
It would have been happening in Richmond bars.
Well, of course.
It would have been deathly silent if that was the case at half time. Because
and it was.
I defy even the most optimistic Richmond supporter to think they were going to get back from there. And let me say, hand high in the air, I would have led that charge because it looked like, top four contender versus someone who's going to scratch their way, if they're lucky, into the eight.
32 points at one stage.
32 at half time. The magnitude of the wind is enormous. And that team, I've got them wrong. I can't get a handle on Richmond because they're so much better than I think they are. And we say it all the time, Jim. We've said it Wednesday night when we have to tip on the show, whatever. No one expects Richmond to win. That's when they're at their most dangerous. Exactly. And they wandered over again and did it. And so
they've travelled to Adelaide and beaten Port, Perth and beaten Freo, Sydney and beaten the Swans. Oh, it is a fantastic achievement.
That's nearly the best CV in AFL footy as we speak now.
Well, the Freo win, they jumped them and then held on. This win, they got jumped and got bullied and smashed, and we'll speak to Trent Cotchin shortly, couldn't lay a tackle for to save themselves. And they gathered and they beat Sydney at their own game, and questions for Sydney too.
Well, Swans play Port next, I think, and they will play him without Buddy Franklin, no question. He's going to do time for that. And you think Kurt Tippett's going to miss too?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure about Tippett, Jim, because Michael Ferrito belted Buddy Franklin in the back of the head 2 weeks ago, got a fine. I would think if you're Tippett, you're thinking that's the way they're going to judge that one. But
well,
the Buddy Franklin
may get
one,
off. He'll be lucky, though. If he
I don't think he'll get off.
Well, Ferrito did. And there's no way Ferrito should have got off. So they've now made their precedent if they want
to. It's an elbow to the head,
this
though.
This is an elbow to the head, mate.
So
I know.
It was a fist. It was a fist to Buddy's
but
head.
But this,
I'm not disagreeing that he should go, but I'm just saying they've made their decisions on such matters.
The fist, they're out for the fist, is that no one believes it. They don't try them for the ball. You don't try and elbow the ball.
This one, the ball is...
The ball is 3 metres away.
No, the ball's in Grimes' guts.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And Tippett's gone way above the ball and the elbow, mate. That could have been a broken jaw.
So
it was lucky
one
it
for
was
him,
the forearm.
One for him.
I reckon he might get two.
And Buddy?
At least two.
Jumping in, first of all, we continue this Hawthorn play Essendon tonight, Warrior. And there
today.
Is some... today, late news?
Yeah, Cyril Rioli is out of that team for Hawthorn and Will Langford comes in.
Okay, so we'll talk more about the Hawks and the Bombers later. So, I'm watching this game at home and the Tigers have charged. One of the best defensive halves of footy I've seen from Alex Rance on Buddy Franklin, who had kicked 3 goals. Mm. Beat him pointless, countless times, one-on-one. They kept going to the one-on-one, one-on-one. And I'm sitting there thinking, righto, you can maintain your faith in this great man, Buddy Franklin. They had Grimes dropping back in the hole as well. Or you can mix it up. Now, Troy Chaplin, for mine, has been playing on small forwards. They try and get him as the loose. So it says to me they don't really trust him on the big gun. So surely you had to try and manufacture it that no matter how good Buddy is, take him away because Rance is the most dominant player on the ground at this stage. And they did. Chaplin took Tippett took Chaplin to the goal square and out-bustled him and out-marked him in an area that Chaplin's not very good at. Yep. Kicks the goal, and I'm thinking, right, there's your winning move. Well done, horse Longmire. Buddy should go and play on the wing and hope that Rance goes with him. Tippett goes and runs into the ruck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He kicks the goal and runs to the ruck. Old Charlie Chaplin's gone, oh, thank my Lord, and didn't go back again.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. I must admit, as Chaplin, you got him at full back. You've actually, in the box, you've had a win.
Well, smart. At the other end of the ground, Jack Riewoldt's monstering Dane Ramsey, like slaughtering him. Jack Riewoldt's a star. Mm. And so what do you reckon they do? They don't go and move him as a ruck rover. They isolate it. They let Ramke get more and more nervous, more and more embarrassed. Goal after goal, Jack Riewoldt isolated with Ramke, kicks the goals, wins the game.
And that was the thing that I think Horse Longmire looked at his pre-game and was too stubborn. Because I think he thought that Riewoldt was going to play up the ground, allow Rampy to be that guy up around centre forward. And as you know, you've got to change things on the run as a coach. And to me, the Rampy one, I'm just thinking, well, why Grundy, why Richards are out there? Because Riewoldt was absolutely on fire. I just couldn't believe that one as well.
I didn't think Franklin had anywhere near the impact after the incident, by the way. I think he knew he was gone straight away. And he didn't touch it after that. 24 contested down. Swans?
Yeah.
That's almost unheard of.
Well, it is, but I mean, this is the other question I had coming in today. How do we judge this game in halves? You know, because at half time, Richmond were the insipid side.
Mm. Yeah.
They were the insipid team. They laid, I don't know how many tackles in the first half.
It was
13,
20-odd to 7 or something
like that. They couldn't lay a tackle. They were monstered off the footy, and they'd, for all the world, look like they're going to lose by 10 goals, which makes the win even better. Mm. And then the next half, the roles were reversed. So when you're judging sides, so... Yeah, you can't put a line through Richmond, but so through Sydney on the back of a half a footy, but there are enough questions raised, you know, to be debated. But then I'm looking at the Tigers going, I've got them wrong so often this year. Which half do I judge?
Well, I'm getting back to Joe. I think you've got to judge the Richmond half, to be brutally honest. Three Sydney players had more than 10 possessions in the second half, and they had 10 in the first half. So you can say they dropped off. But I know what you're talking about, Franklin, but Rance, I think you're taking too much away from Rance.
Terrific.
Because he had 14 touches in that second half. The Bunnies won.
Rance was a freak.
And he won him himself, Spud, didn't he?
He won himself.
I mean, he halved contests and he won the 50-50 ball.
And you can say Buddy had a mental issue with the fact that he got suspended, but you've got to get over that. You've got to worry about that after the game. And you're a professional player and you are on big money. And if he's got the sooks because he's been done. This is his fourth or fifth time with this one, so it's not as if it's just happened now. Mm. This has happened all throughout his career, so he's got to be able to get over that. And as I said, Rance now, yeah, he's the premier fullback of the competition. There's no doubting that whatsoever.
Plugger and Spud and what's going to happen in the big interview and the fact that it's not far away, we've covered that off and always ready, our man.
You won't be in it.
Oh, well... They're very happy not to be either. As I said before, Gary, if I had Suri and both of them on, I wouldn't let Spud ask a question either. But we need to straighten up because the Tigers last night were absolutely fantastic, and so was this man. Their captain, have a listen to something he did, and then we're going to speak to him.
And eventually coming through Gordon, but he's taken to ground.
Is that a goal?
I don't bloody believe it.
Off his back.
It's Cochin.
He manages to get a boot to it while he's on the ground, Swatter, and he's put it straight through.
It was sensational. Trent Cochin joins us. Coch, welcome and congratulations, mate. One of the great wins for your club.
Yeah, it was. It was obviously a disappointing second quarter for us, but to turn it around and play some really good footy in the second half was a great result for our team and gives confidence going forward.
Yeah, well done, Coch. It was unbelievable to be sitting in your lounge room and watching it, and you're going in at halftime against a side who are, you know, very much in the frame come September. You know, only lost two games for the year. They're on their own dirt heap. It's 32 points to margin. I mean, it's cliched, and I hate asking the question, but what was the messaging at halftime?
Well, just really disappointed in our intensity at the contest. I think contested footy-wise, we were pretty even, but our tackle count was about 13 or 14 for a half, which was really disappointing for us as a group. We set ourselves as putting relentless pressure on, obviously, quality opposition, and we felt we turned that around pretty early in that third quarter, and I suppose the game's a big part of the game is momentum, and we managed to capitalise while we had it and continue that through to the fourth quarter as well.
And what defines leaders is being able to make a change during a game when things are going against you. And I thought you were, along with two or three others, absolutely pivotal. I mean, do you feel that pressure at half time? Do you feel that, yeah, it's me, if it's going to turn this around, then I need to be the one that starts this?
Yeah, I mean, as a leader, there's only so much you can control, and that's pretty much your own performance. I just went in with the attitude that, I mean, you do it every game, but I suppose when there's times in games where you really need to stand up, it was about winning those contests, and we know how good a team Sydney are, and they've been a great team for a long period of time because of how many one-on-one contests they can win. And we just felt that we turned that around. I mean, Ranty's performance on Buddy was nothing short of outstanding. Jack kicked 6-1 or something like that. Anthony Miles was really good for four quarters of the game, not just that second half. So, I mean, there were so many guys that stood up when it was their time, and that's what we asked of our playing group.
Koch, have you seen a change in Ranty's playing since he signed the contract? And I agree, he was absolutely outstanding last night, as well as Jack Rewald kicking six up the other end. But is he one of the best defenders you've ever seen?
Oh, he's certainly one of the better defenders. I'd hate to come up against him as a key forward. A change in attitude, I don't think so. I mean, the great thing about Ranty's personality is that he absolutely cares about the result and will do anything to make sure that it's in our favour. And I think we've seen that over the past couple of seasons, especially as he's improved as a player. He's obviously a leader of our group, and we love knowing that he's back there and will be back there for another 4 years. And I think that gave a lot of confidence to our defensive group, who have probably been our most consistent line across the season so far. And you know, the challenge for our group going forward is to make sure that, you know, the second half, the way we played, is what we carry forward against any opposition and any game.
Trent, it was a niggly game throughout last night. Did you make it a lot as a team at halftime as to what Buddy Franklin had done to Edwards and even subsequent to that, what Tippett had done to Grimes and just the general other around the ground, I suppose, you know, frackers that did envelop?
Oh, there was a lot being said out there, just your general chit-chat on the footy field, as two competitive teams do every week. But not a lot was spoken about in particular about those incidences. It was more just about, you know, any advantage we could get on top of the opposition, take it. And I mean, that's why Sydney's been such a great side for so long. They tend to bully opposition sides, and we didn't want to fall into the trap of, you know, laying down and showing that we weren't up for the fight. And we felt that it really helped us getting back into that, you know, out hunting and out working in the contest. We felt that we were overdone in the first half, so it was a credit to the guys to turn it around on the back of a really poor second quarter.
What I've also loved, Koch, in the past 6 or 8 weeks is the side seems to have been less predictable, in as much as it, you know, at one stage it was more often than not yourself and Dustin and Lids in the middle, and then, you know, hopefully you can get at the Jack and kick a goal. But I mean, you've got different avenues forward. And are you spending, what would be your split up between midfield and forward? Because it appeared last night that you had a lot more time forward.
Yeah, that third quarter, I couldn't seem to get into the midfield. I think the boys were doing pretty well in there, and I seemed to be having an impact across half forward. So last night in particular, spent a fair bit more time forward. I think it's just, you know, the way the game's being played, whether, you know, the opposition are playing more of a zoning defence rather than a one-on-one. It just depends on how they set up, the way we probably set up as well. So we've got those three big boys down forward that all play different roles at different times, come up, second jump. I really like the move of Griff playing on the wing alongside Reed in that last quarter. It's just great to have flexibility amongst the side. And the great thing that I feel is a real part of our group's development over the last couple of years is that people can play a number of roles, and that's exciting for us. And I think there's still a lot of improvement there. So hopefully we can keep carrying a bit of momentum forward and perform.
Trent, it's a roller coaster, Richmond Footy Club, isn't it? And you've lived that as captain, and you've lived it prior to being captain. 2-4 start to the year, 4 in a row. Then you had the break and the loss to West Coast, and people were doubting again. Do you think what happened last night was important, as much for yourself as it is the footy industry, just to believe that you do stand rightfully and rightly amongst the best in the competition?
Yeah, look. To be honest, I think what's seen in the media and what's spoken about is that there is a roller coaster. But within our four walls, We try to keep it as simple and as level as footy needs to be. I mean, you can only control what you're doing. There's going to be games where you're not quite performing to the level that you would like to be. That's the AFL game. But the challenge is to be as consistent as possible. And that's not just across games. It's across four quarters of footy. I mean, even last night is a great example of playing, you know, a solid first quarter, a really poor second quarter, and then to turn it on in the third quarter as we did is exciting for our group. But the challenge is to learn from those mistakes and learn from the really positive results as well and take them forward.
Speaking with Richmond captain Trent Cotchin. Trent, just further that, the challenge now being, is it one that you now need to deal with playing matches where you are expected to win? Because that hasn't always been a strong suit of the Tigers, has it?
Yeah, look, strong suit, probably not if you look at the past results. But the reality is, I think the games and the competition's so even now that you need to play every game on its merit, whether they, you know, sit four rungs behind you on the ladder, whether they're four above you or whether they're bottom of the ladder. I mean, every team can perform on any given day. So, as I said, it comes back to that consistency of performance and the level of attitude and effort that you carry into every game. That's the challenge for our group. And, you know, those teams that we always talk about, the teams that have been successful in the past couple of years are the teams that, you know, can have an off day but still manage to win ugly, and that's where we want to get to.
Is the challenge, Trent, for Ty Vickery to sort of replicate that second half? Because I reckon that's probably the best half of footy I've seen him play since he's been at the Tigers.
Yeah, he was great. I mean, to see him clunking the footy and jumping at it with confidence is what we love to see with our key forwards. And it gives confidence to the other players and probably players to kick it to him as well. Not that you're looking for different people, but, you know, everyone talks about at different times we've been too jack-focused in previous years and probably games at different stages. But, you know, if you've got two or three of your keys firing, it's really hard to match up on from a defensive point of view, which, credit to Ty, he was great last night, and we're looking forward to seeing that, you know, they're still young players, both Griff and Ty. You know, we probably won't see their best footy for another two or three years, but if they can start to build that real consistency into their game, it's going to be a great result for us as a group.
All right, Cotch, tell us about that goal, mate. You're in the grips of a tackle. You're lying flat on the ground. How did it get into your head that you might just slot that past three defenders and through for a goal?
Well, I think the boys were expecting me just to hold it in and go for that stoppage and chance to score there, but I just threw it out on the hoof, and lucky enough it connected well and floated through. But, yeah, I don't think the boys were expecting, because I reckon there was three of them that probably could have touched it.
Well, it was sensational, mate. We loved it, and we loved everything about Richmond last night. It was great to watch. Well done. Enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Trent Cotchin's a beauty, and his team were very, very good last night. We're going to take a bit of a look at that. Also, some talk about the Swannies. But next, Gary, this is it. You better be ready, and so better you.
I'm ready. And I'm not sure that you need to be ready.
Well, I'm happy not to be, and so is Purple.
I'm pretty sure Warrior's been banned as well.
All I'll say to you, Spud, is if you take us out of an interview, you better have good stuff.
Hey. We don't have to say anything. The fact that the big man, Spuddy, my hero, has been able to deliver the champ.
Well, we haven't heard yet.
We haven't got the phone call through to him yet, Gary.
12:35.
We haven't heard him yet.
Lock it in.
Guys, I got that nervous feeling in the pit of my gut.
Oh, no.
Mate, you won't let me
Spud.
12:35, you said you will not let
That's
me
next,
yeah,
Spud.
Yeah, but I haven't had this feeling since you sort of in the rooms before you're playing the chief or
you Spud. Always come up with
Gary Ablett.
Next.
Coaching the Tigers.
You better get
final.
On the end of the phone, Spud. Stop the crap.
I'm going a bit pale, Jovo.
Look at Spud. Have a look at
I'm all right.
him.
Cool. There's a cucumber.
No, listen. This is where I've known you longer than these two blokes. I know under pressure, this is where you
when
thrive.
When the siren goes, mate,
that's it.
And the umpire throws the ball up, she's on.
Game on.
She's
and
on.
You've got your intro there.
You might be a little bit rattled early,
right.
A little bit nervous.
I'll tell you how I feel, Purple. It's like you're playing against the West Indies and you've just been told you're the 12th man. You're looking at the two opening batsmen.
That is
all the best.
I'm up the other end. At least I don't have to face the first rock.
That's it.
I just sit back there and go, Spuddy, head down. Get in behind us.
Matty Yench, I'm locked and loaded for the biggest interview since Lance Armstrong on Oprah.
Oh, bigger than
come on, Yenchi.
So one of the other pack members bigger than Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, Spud, they all are ready. Now,
who's Caitlyn Jenner, by the way?
Well, I'll tell you that. Don't you worry about that right now, because
Is that the girl
that'll throw
you
plum cut? Right, actually, you can shut up. Jim.
Come on.
And you can shut up.
I can't
up,
shut up, Gary.
It's,
I'm excited.
It's impossible for you to shut up.
I'll practice his intro.
I don't like doing that because you're the leader of the radio team. But sometimes you've got to take a back seat.
I am taking
and,
a back seat.
And this is very much like the Ashes tour.
Yes.
13th man for Jim. Yep. And Warrior, who we're not sure how he made the squad.
Fieldsman.
He's sort of there as...
emergency fielder.
Yeah, that's
come
it.
Come on.
So anyway, well, to be, let's straighten up, to be all serious, in all seriousness. Tony Lockett was inducted into the AFL Hall of Fame as a legend in recent times. He's a famous, he's famously reticent to do media, and in fact, I can't remember the last time he has.
Guys, I've got to do the intro.
Hang on, hang on. I'm leading into you.
Oh, that's all right then.
Boxhead.
I thought you were going to go through your sleeve.
No.
Sorry.
We put it on our man Spud
yes.
to get us an interview, probably the only one. It'll happen for the year, and he said
probably never again.
Last week would happen, and it didn't, and there were doubters everywhere.
Yep.
So Spud, this week 12:35, which is now, we've got hundreds of thousands of people listening. You've got your intro ready to go. Yep. Rosie's in the studio.
Come on, Rosie.
Dial the number, Hose, and here we go. Get ready, Spud. Tony Lockett.
Come on, Spud.
Barrel.
Come on, Spud.
Spud.
Hang on.
Oh! Spud! What the not hell is that?
Hang on.
Spud!
Rose. Rosemary.
Spud!
Kate!
What the
there's
hell?
There's obviously
is
a breakdown
that?
In communication somewhere.
Spud!
They've got the direct line,
look
haven't they?
You!
Spud!
What is that?
Spud!
Gaz?
No.
Can
no.
we try again?
No. Yes. I think we could.
Rose, you just do it again. There must have been. Look, could you hear? I heard
Spud.
Something.
No, he was there.
He was waiting for the voice.
He's ringing. Well, at least it's ringing. That's a positive.
Get your thing ready, Spud.
Spud, your intro. Get it ready.
Yeah.
The barrel line can be. Here we go. Bugger. Tony.
Oh, oh, Spud!
Far out.
Spud!
Oh.
What is this? This is the time. 12:35. You guaranteed he'd be on Triple M. I said this would happen.
No,
I said this would happen.
Can you text him?
Don't you laugh? No, don't take text. What do I do?
Oh, Spud. We've built this whole week
I think I'm
around him being on today.
Nah, listen.
I'm oh, in the mouth.
Go out, please.
Now, don't ring
Spud,
I
don't
ring
give
from
you
your phone.
Too many instructions. Take your headsets off.
Spud.
Yep.
Get out there and go and find out right. where Tony Lockett
Spud.
Is.
Spud.
I'll have to.
This is the credibility of our station.
Go now. Out.
Spud. Look at him.
This is, listen.
Gary.
This is going to happen.
I said this
I
would
know
happen.
You did, but he's out there. Look at him. He has gone out. He is there. I've spoken to him this morning. Not Tony. I've spoken to Spud, who's
yes.
spoken to Tony.
Well, where is he?
Well, there's something going
on. Oh, of course there is.
I promise Purple, you this will happen.
Did we or did we not say this
you
is
and I
what
did.
Was going to happen?
You and I did.
It no, was no, a train not. Wreck on
no.
the way to happening.
Listen, it's going to happen. Now, worry about what he got in the news, Will.
Oh,
just
why? You can't just brush over
you
the
listen.
Fact that he's not here. You can't just go. What news have
let's
you
do
got?
News, yeah.
What the yeah. hell's well, that?
We were going to do news, but now we haven't got Plugger. Let's do
what
news.
What news have you
I do have news,
Warrior.
But I'm not sure I want to do
Warrior.
It.
Warrior.
Seeing I wasn't
going
to be allowed to
what's
interview
going on
Plugger
in the
anyway.
News, Warrior,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I actually
he's back.
Checked out.
My man is back.
He's in a bad area.
Oh.
Yes. What time?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
In a bad area.
I'm telling you.
Look in the eye. Did you get him on the phone just then?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, so we couldn't get him on the station.
No.
But you could get him
he
on
was
your
in a bad
phone.
Area.
Bad area, Spud.
He
Jim.
Couldn't hear.
Bad
you heard
area.
Him walking around.
Oh,
yeah.
1 o'clock.
Hear it.
Oh,
1 o'clock.
I can't
that's it.
1 o'clock.
I'm feeling confident.
What's going to happen if
confident.
You can't get him
look
at 1 o'clock?
Look me in the eye. Give me the Spud 1 o'clock. Level. Is this 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock, Gary. Oh. He'll be on the big club.
And did you ask if Jim and I could be part of it?
This is
no, he won't be a part of it. You just go and make me a white copy.
Purple, this is the second time he's promised to have
actually,
him
I don't
and
think
the
you
second
guys,
time he hasn't come on.
The promise was 12:35.
No, no,
exactly.
You guys,
2 days.
I don't think you should be even in the room, Gary.
No.
Joe
well, we might need to. We've got nothing to talk about now. No. We need to do news.
Well, we might keep him in the room.
have you got any news?
So, Purple,
we've got some news.
What now we're being asked to do is drag Spud
yep.
out of a hole
no,
that you've created
I'm not in a hole.
By letting us
it
down
was just
again.
A bad line.
Not for the first time.
Not for the first time, Spud.
I'll tell you what, I'm dishevelled. I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to pick papers up or put them down.
Look at him. I'll take it. Listen, champ. Just compose yourself.
He can't. Tell the pack to hang in there too.
I'm a bit scared.
Look, all the radio guys are looking through the window as well. We've got Robbo. We've got Mike Sheehan.
Get out. He'll be on at one.
I can't believe
Piss
it.
Off.
Oh, Gary. Pat, don't. Well, you're on Twitter, aren't you?
Yep.
Don't go on now.
Oh, you reckon it'll flatten me?
Yeah, it'll flatten you. Right. So just at 1 o'clock, is that when we're on? It's only 15 minutes.
But why can't he do it now?
Because he's not in a good area, Damo.
A good area.
Well, you can answer his phone to tell us, but you can't do it.
Yes, but you can't for radio quality. Not that good.
That's it.
He's at netball, 1 o'clock.
Oh,
it'll be on.
Can you believe it?
You doubt me, don't you, Murray?
Well, yes.
On exposed form, Spud, we've got every right to. It's the second time you said you'd have him.
I must admit, if I was a racehorse, there'd be a few duck eggs next to me, isn't there, at the moment? What odds? Why don't we get Crownbet involved?
Ian Gass reckons he's screening your calls.
I wouldn't mind.
I did ask you last week. I'm not sure he actually likes you.
Why don't we get Ben Dixon on for Crown Bet?
He did it last night. $1.10 to not
what
come on.
And you're drifting.
What odds were we?
$1.10 to not happen.
Ben Dixon said that.
Yes. And so far he's collecting.
What's going on in the world of news?
Well, let's
come on.
What are they wanting me to address that's been on Twitter all morning, guys?
I've picked this up, as you know, I'm not a Twitterer except on the Saturday, and I've got tens of people saying Adam Goods has got a question to answer, why haven't you spoken about Adam Goods, what's going on with Goods, blah, 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 what's Adam Goods done, Warrior?
Well, we're not speaking about it because there's nothing to see here. Someone has freeze-framed an incident from last night. If you actually go to the actual video on it, Jim, where his hand finds its way around the nether regions of a Richmond opponent, there is absolutely nothing in this, Gaz. And for people, please stop tweeting us at Triple M for me to say, why aren't we talking about it? We're not talking about it because other people have fallen for the look on the freeze frame of this incident.
So what are they alleging?
What are they alleging? The Herald Sun's got it up on their website. Is Adam Goods in trouble for this? No, he's not. There is no story to see here. Move on. There's nothing. They're alleging a squirrel grip, on the back of a freeze frame. But once you look at the vision, there's a hand that gets caught up in a tangle. And it is nothing to see here.
And it's on the
Move
Herald
on.
Sun website.
Asking the question about, is Adam Goods in trouble? No, he's not.
All right, there's your answer. Yeah. So,
no, he's not.
Just leave it alone. And nothing here to see. Move on.
All right. Well, we might have a phone call, actually.
Not.
Well, I don't think so. Not the man, but this has captured the nation. This non-interview.
I don't know.
Has captured the nation.
I don't know who this is, but.
And we've got a phone call now.
No, we don't need a phone call.
No, I'm telling you now, we've got one now. Who we got on the phone here?
You've got Matt from Echuca.
What's going on, Matty from Echuca?
Right. We've got 29 blokes standing still like a deer in headlights waiting for this bloody interview.
What, you should be playing a game of footy, Matt? Is that what you're saying?
Hey, we're all at bloody work.
Right, just wait another 16 minutes, Matty.
The diggers are off. We've all stopped. We've all been talking about it for the last 2 days.
Hey, Matt.
Well, mate, just wait another 16 minutes.
Matty,
just go and have a coffee.
Go and grab yourself a pie,
sausage roll.
And just the Bobcats can wait for another 15
Matty
minutes.
Matty from Echuca and not 29 of his mates.
Well, actually, someone else from who was on the work site on the Twitter spot as well had said they've just put the trucks in park and we're waiting for you.
You've let a nation down.
No, just tell them to hang in. The Triple M listeners are very, very faithful. They'll hang in there.
So it's on next?
No, it's on at 1 o'clock.
You're testing the faith.
We want you to come up with some news.
Shane Walters, rather, who's a member of the pack, wants everyone in traffic to start tooting when Plugger answers the phone.
Okay.
So start banging your horn when the interview comes on.
For Holden,
might be next week, but it'll come on.
Let's go there. This is the Saturday Rub. It's an extraordinary situation. We're all sort of deflated. We were there and excited.
No, I'm still up.
And then it was like a pin went into the
I'm
balloon.
Pretty confident.
And
I'm
all
pretty
the
confident.
Gas went out and just...
No, I'm confident.
Well, Spud, you're the only one.
I'm with you.
Gaz is still with me, I reckon.
Just
hanging by a thread, Gaz. Hang in there, mate.
So this is just a set for you. This is what happened. Spud guaranteed Plugger would be on last week. He wasn't. He then guaranteed he'd be on at 12:35 today. He wasn't. He's now saying he's going to be on after 1 o'clock. So we hope.
He'll be there.
9 minutes and 44 seconds until Plugger comes on is the reset clock for the third time.
There's Johnny Ralph's even come out to listen to the interview.
They all want to hear it.
Fair enough.
They all want to hear it. So, Spud, make sure that it happens. Sua Rioli out, Will Langford in for the Hawks is the news. Speaking of which, Purple, I know there's more in football.
Yep.
Tell us what's going on.
Let's bounce it around a bit, Jim. Brett Scott, we didn't talk about him last night. Officially cleared by Tasmanian police yesterday of an altercation that he had with a security guard in a relatively recent Hobart match. Your response to the investigation itself and what happens from here?
I don't have a great understanding of legal things, Purple, as you know, because I'm not a lawyer. What always concerns me about these things, whether it's involving the coach of our footy club or anyone else, is that you can allege whatever you like, and then as soon as it's not proved, you just drop it and move on. You don't worry about the damage done to the individual that you're alleging has kicked someone,
yep,
which is a very strong allegation. We were very confident from the start that absolutely nothing had happened, and I actually thought it was very poor that there was any issue to begin with. So there's no surprise that it's been dropped, but what I look at now is I go, a very, very good man in Brad Scott's had his name besmirched by an allegation that was totally false in our view. And has now just been dropped. Mm. So what happens now?
Mm. He was wanting to speak at the time, Brad Scott. I spoke to him about it at the time, but he said that legal advice said that he shouldn't and wouldn't therefore speak at the time. Should he have?
Because police were involved and all the rest of it.
There's nothing stopping you from speaking.
No, there isn't, but you're wise. Well, the counsel's always that you're wise not to until it plays out. And now, he's a very classy individual, Brad, so he'll go, well, all right, well, that's a very good thing, not surprising, but a good thing that's been dropped and we move on. But what I am concerned for in his case and his defence is, if there's been any damage to what is, his very good name. To allege that you kick someone, Purple, is a very strong allegation.
It is.
And it was a false allegation. It's no surprise it's been dropped. And I would like to see an apology made to him. I don't think it's going to happen, but it should.
Okay.
Sadly, that is just the way of the world, Jim. Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. It's the way of the world.
And just before we sign off on Brad Scott, we'll miss again this next weekend, round 14.
Can't fly.
Gold Coast Suns versus North Melbourne on the Gold Coast. So won't coach in that game, but will return round 15 versus Geelong, Etihad Stadium, Saturday night.
Back at work this week, fully back at work every day, but can't fly.
Yep.
He basically can't sit. That's the problem. Yes. He can stand or lie down, but he can't sit.
Painful.
So the only way he can get to work is either lying flat on the back of a car.
Is this going to change as of next week? Or
well, they say in a week's time he'll be better.
Okay.
In that sense.
One more on North. Lee Adams, seeing a specialist Tuesday, a brain specialist Tuesday. It's part of the consideration he's giving to the whole "do I play again" conversation that he's having. Given the nature of the head knocks he's had, do you expect him to play football again?
Oh, look, it really got to the stage with him, Purple, where it is entirely up to him. I mean, he has to take his future very seriously. Mm. I love Little Patch. He's a ripper bloke. He's got, I think, baby on the way, family considerations, and he's got the rest of his life to live.
Yep.
So, while footy's important, the next 40, 50, 60 years of his life are far more important.
Yep.
So, he has got to, I think, be very careful when he's considering.
He does. It's Tuesday's when he sees the brain specialist. I think the decision will come not on that day, but not too far after it either. Just recapping what we said last night, and on Wednesday night, Daniel Hannanbury signing up for the Swans until the end of 2021.
Now,
and that
one
follows...
Man, Gary.
Broken by Warrior 2 days earlier.
Mm. I know, lots of doubt around it, others.
Yeah.
Because he had a year to run.
They laugh.
And Purple's story was they will tear up that last year and offer him an extended contract. Everyone said, why? He's got a year to go. It's nothing to see here.
No.
Suddenly, within a week, bang.
Ah, well, Jim, you listen and, you just go, well, there you go. 2 days ahead.
Guys, do you think, though, with long-term deals to two players now, and they're significantly big financial deals, to Buddy Franklin end of 2022 and Daniel Hannanbury end of 2021, what do you make of that? Because no other club's got
Sam Reid signed a 4-year.
Five-year, and I think he's still got 1 year to run.
And Kurt Tippett, how long was
he's got another year to run. Yeah.
So you'd think, well, good luck to the Swans if they can keep them all in, but you reckon one might get spat out the other end.
Yep.
Don't know who that is. I don't know where Luke Parker is in terms of his contract, but...
He's signed away, but look, I reckon Lewis Jetta could be the one who may. He's out of contract this year.
Dollars,
no, but he wants good dollars.
Yeah.
Other clubs are happy to pay it. Let's just recap what Trent Cotchin said to us on Triple M Footy not that long ago. It's an insight into where Richmond was last night, particularly when they were 5 and a bit goals down in the second quarter. This is Trent Cotchin only a few minutes ago on Triple M Footy.
That's why Sydney's been such a great side for so long. They tend to bully opposition sides, and we didn't want to fall into the trap of, laying down and showing that we weren't up for the fight. And
It's the assessment there by the Richmond captain of the bullying.
It's good insight into their, where their mindset is at. I mean, you got to understand that that's where it's at, that, that someone's coming at you, and you've got two choices, Damo. You can meekly surrender, or you can stand up and say, okay, I understand what you're trying to do, but we ain't going to let you. And take my hat off to Trent and to others. And that kid Miles, jeez, he's nice.
But Gaz, the response is by the way you play footy.
Of course it
not
is.
By the flying of the flag and that garbage. Yeah. It's by the way you then attack the contest after what Buddy did and after what Tippett did. That's the response you want to see.
And you know the justification is, Jim, when that siren goes and you go and shake hands with your opponent. And Alex Rance would walk over to Buddy and probably too classy to say anything, but shake his hand and Buddy would know... You got one up on me.
Yeah.
I've got to go and face the tribunal, and you've kept me to one touch and embarrassed me in the second half.
Because he was in Rance's face in the first half, wasn't
he? Well, they were both. To be fair, they were both at it.
Okay, Jason Cripps, Port Adelaide recruiting officer, 3 weeks ago, collapsed while in Perth for a football carnival, and there were seriously grave concerns about him recovering. He has now spoken to Channel 7, which will air tonight on their footy footy coverage tonight. This is Jason Cripps, who has now left hospital.
Looks as if I had some sort of illness just before I went for a run and weakened the heart and collapsed. There might have been a bit of an illness that was going around at my kid's school that I might have got that's attacked the heart. And yeah, it is pretty rare, but these things happen. I'm just grateful to be still here, live and breathing.
It is so beautiful to hear because the initial words out of Perth when Jason Cripps was taken to hospital were very, very concerning.
Yeah, they said it was a little bit of a mystery disease, something that affects the electrical part of your heart. I'm no expert, Doc White would be into it, but it's a disease that actually stopped the pulse. So there was nothing to do. His arteries are absolutely clean and his valves, etc. Everyone thought there must have been a blockage there, but it was some mystery illness.
Great news. And that is what's known as an attribution for others in the industry. That is Damien saying on Channel 7, on the coverage tonight, here is Jason Cripps. That's known as an attribution, which shows class.
Well, as distinct from open theft. What else?
That'll be on the Channel 7 news tonight. Stephen Dank, we discussed it last night, just very quickly. The way the world is looking at this matter right now, Jim, and take this is how they are looking at it.
Yes.
You've got 34 athletes cleared by the AFL tribunal. You've got the person who administered what they now deem to be illegal substances to those and others banned for life. They are looking at us in a very strange way around the world, and it's why, I just need to reinforce this point, it is why WADA has taken this out of the AFL system and will have the hearing most likely in Switzerland with the 34 players and the entirety of the Dank case as well, not just the 10 charges that he was found guilty for, but the entirety of the 24 that were also dismissed. And Jim, as you said before, Cyril Rioli out today, and that is because he was attending a family funeral yesterday in Darwin. Langford, his replacement.
Very good. We have not many minutes left. Next, we got an Emsport update now, but next, Plugger.
Interview?
On our station, according to Spud.
Well, you rack off, JV.
Spud, we'll get out, if this is a third strike, you're out.
Oh, no, I won't be out.
Let me promise
what,
you.
What, out?
Yep, out.
No.
If there's a third strike, out.
Let me promise this. If it's a third strike, I'm out.
You are
I'm
as well.
Off you and out.
I'm out, Spud. So this is your last roll of the dice.
I'm with you now.
Hey, mate.
I'm with you.
Gaz, I'm like that Monty Python film at the moment.
Yes.
No arms, no legs. But I'll bite someone's kneecap off. I'll come back.
I think you should, though, let Danny do it by himself.
No.
Even though you're allowed in on the interview, unlike myself.
Don't tip into that trap, Gaz.
I'm going to let him do the majority.
No way.
Let him do it all. In fact, come with me and Jim. We're going to go get a coffee.
All right.
Gary, I'm handing over to you.
Good. Stand aside, because this is really about the greatest footballer of the modern era, maybe the greatest footballer of all time, who has got a unique relationship with you, Spud, and have played many, many years under with each other, and Plugger has played under you. So on this occasion, it's not something you do often, but we're going to hand it over to you to introduce the great man.
Well, guys, sometimes in life you have to face your own demons. And obviously when Plugger was inducted at the St Kilda Hall of Fame...
Yep. You went with a line.
I went with a line that, and I couldn't quite get it
you
out because of our friendship and the memories that we had there. So this guy is the Don Bradman of the AFL football. There's no doubting that. He was born in Ballarat, Gaz.
Yep.
Played the North Ballarat Roosters, which he's very proud. He played 281 games, kicked 1,360 goals at 71%. That's when there was no Etihad, no Waverley. We
muddy grounds.
Waverley, Moorabbin, Witten Oval, yep. Windy Hill, you name it. Just go through a little bit of his CV. I know he'd be embarrassed
not too
for me
much,
doing
because he mightn't yep. stay on the phone for too long.
Played state games with you guys. Sixth, EJ Witten medal, the great day in 95.
Dominated.
Only full forward ever winner, Brownlow. The AFLPA, 87. Four-time Coleman medalist. Five-time All-Australian. Two-time St Kilda BNF. 127 goals in 17 games in 91. Best and fairest at St Kilda. Australian Football Hall of Fame, Sydney Team of the Century, St Kilda Team of the Century, and 2 weeks ago, Gaz,
yep.
was inducted as a legend of the Hall of Fame. I welcome Plugger. How are you going, big fella?
How you going, Spud?
Going well, mate. How'd you go after the night with your family? You got on the KTM and went for about a 10-day hike across Alice Springs to Byron.
Yeah, I was actually out of there pretty quick. I was up early the next day. I actually was... We had a bit of a late run there with Cal and Dunks. We ended up having a few Sherbys there, as you do. And, yeah, I was on the bike early the next morning. I ended up riding up, just south of Alice Springs. I was there on Saturday night. And we took off from there. And, we made our way across to Byron Bay. And about 7,500 Ks we did in about 9 days. So, yeah, it was a good ride, mate. We're getting the... planning the next one already.
And it wasn't sort of just by sheer chance that you pulled up with a ute with a big KTM motorbike on it at Crown before the big night?
Well, mate, the thing is, when I pulled up out the front, there was nowhere to park the big van. They wouldn't let me. I couldn't get downstairs, mate. She was too high.
And
so she got pride of place right out the front, I think, where James Packer parks. Yeah, the way, James, I've got to put the van in here, I said.
And that's fair enough, too. What about the night, mate? You must have been wrapped with your family there and your mother and father, your sisters, and more importantly, your beautiful wife and your four daughters.
Mate, it was great, yeah. The youngest two, they'd never sort of, they'd never been anything like that. And the oldest two, well, they're only youngsters when I was still playing. So it was good. It was great to have them all there. Fantastic. I don't think the bride's actually been to a function since the Brownlow 1987. So she hadn't been for a while either, mate. So it was good to drag her along there. She enjoyed it. And, of course, the oldies, mum and dad, two sisters, and they were there. Everyone had a great night. It was very special, Spud. It was really good.
Hey, Plugger, great to talk to you. I've never seen Spud more nervous, mate, about a single interview in his whole burgeoning media career. He's like a cat on a hot tin roof.
Ah, that's all right, mate. We go back a long way, Moon, Spud, and we've had some great times. We played a lot of footy together. There's a lot of great memories there and been good buddies all the way through.
He was a bit flat you didn't mention him in the speech at the Hall of Fame. He still hasn't got over that.
Mate, I'll tell you that, for a week or two, I was thinking about what I was going to say, and you go up there with the best intentions, and mate, it just nothing come out how it was meant to. I don't think I forgot everything I was meant to say and said things I probably shouldn't have and what have you. But really, at the end of the day, I know I mentioned some of the great fullbacks that I did play against, but in the light of day, mate, there's no doubt. If you ask Jason or you ask Gary Ablett or these other fellas that played on Spud, that they will tell you that he was up there with the very best of them. And I think I only ever seen Spud get a hiding on one occasion, like a bad one. I think it was BT early on in Spud's career at the MCG. Am I right, Spud?
No, you're right, mate. He kicked three in the first half, and Steve Perry, you remember Steve, was good mate.
I do, yep.
BT, and Steve said, look, BT's a little bit timid. Next time he goes to the ball, give him one behind the ear roll. So he marked the ball, kicked the goal, then he decided to strangle me. So he kicked
but
seven.
That could have been like, 84
80, it was, mate.
84, yeah. And that is the only time I ever seen, a game like that where Spud probably, what you'd call a bit of a hiding, I guess,
I wimped it, mate.
No, but other than that, mate, I stood up the other end on plenty of occasions, mate, and you acquitted yourself very admirably, Spud.
Hey, Plugger, Spud was telling me that you were a man of few words, but you always knew you're in the corner, but when it came to a Hawthorn game, you're always interested in what was happening up the other end with our good mate Piggy Dunstall, and you'd wander over to him before the game and say, are you on today, Spud? Are you on? You ready to go? Is that right?
Mate, look, it was a great many years, like, you know, going up against Bunghole, it was, you know, it was just a great rivalry. I mean, there was no animosity between us. We're, you know, we're mates. But, you know, I think we kicked each other along year after year. It was one of them things, and I don't know about him, but I know I was always keen to see how many that he'd kick, you know, on the Saturday or whenever. I always had, he was a long way in front of me there for a while, so I was always trying to keep in touch with it a bit. But, yeah, look, you know, when we played Hawthorn, I'd always be saying to Spud, mate, hey, you've got to have a big one today, mate, keep him quiet, you know. And you know what he did, mate, he did. Yeah. And if you ask Jason, I'm sure Jason would tell you that, you know, he was a great competitor.
Now, you're on the farm, mate. Spud tells me you run a few head of cattle. I'm thinking of going into the cattle business. What can you tell me about it?
Keep out of it, mate. Nah, mate. It's at the moment, if you're selling cattle, you'd be doing very well. But if you're trying to buy, mate, nah, you've got no hope. You know, the prices have been very good, but she's too up and down for me, mate.
Bit of Black Angus. What are you running up there?
Yeah, run a few Angus, run a few Hereford Cross, mate. Anything that eats grass, mate, that can get fat, you know.
Have you ever had much rain up there, player?
We've had plenty, Spud. Yep, we've had heaps. I reckon the 15 years of being is probably the wettest winter we've had. So it should, if we get the right weather, it obviously set us up real good for spring. It'll be should be a cracky year. The prices should stay good for a while now, I'd say.
Now, I saw a picture plug of your beautiful wife and your four gorgeous girls there when you were here in Melbourne a couple of weeks ago. I'm not sure I'd be the brave boyfriend if I wandered home with one of your young girls. How's that go?
Look, at this stage, I mean, I don't want to speak too soon, but I'm a bit lucky probably at this stage that only one of them seems to have acquired the company of a male friend, which for some reason they do keep a little bit of distance. But,
so, mate, how did he go knocking on the door the first time?
Was he he's only been there home once, or when I've been there anyway. But they park at the end of the road, I've noticed a bit. And when they see the car coming, they do a bit of a scramble, I think. So, but you know what, hey, I just got to remember back and think what you're doing at that age, mate. And I think I just keep driving.
We won't go down that road, mate.
Hey, you watch much footy, Plugger, or not?
Not a great deal. I'm actually up at the netball, the state age centre. My third daughter, Steph, she's playing in these days. I've had a couple of games already this morning, won a couple of games, so she's going pretty good. A little bit different than sitting at the MCG, mate. I'll give you the tip, but anyway.
Yeah, no, I understand where you're coming from. Just if of the modern day player, I know you're saying you're not seeing a lot of it. Is there anyone that you would sit down with a beer and just grab Paul Kelly and say, we don't mind having a look at this bloke go around?
Mate, if you're going to sit down with a beer with Paul Kelly, you want to have about 30 of them to fill him up. Like. But look, mate, I think I said on the night, there was a couple of years there when Geelong were just incredible, you know, when young Gary Ablett and there was Jimmy Bartel, Moons, Stevie Johnson. Mate, I love watching Stevie Johnson. Yep. That team was incredible to watch, you know, just so, I think it was, I don't know, 05, 06, 07 or something about then.
Yep.
They were fantastic, mate. I used to watch them all the time, and they were a great side to watch. You know, they're great midfielders. But yeah, look, I've got a liking for Stevie Johnson, mate. I just think he's a bit loose and he's good. You know,
Plugger. What about the art of goal kicking? There was no, as I said, there's no greater goal kicking than yourself at 70%. Do you think that part of the game's improved, or maybe the players spend a bit too much time looking at the computer and having a meeting and instead of getting out there and doing what they're paid to do?
Yeah, look, I've got my theories on it. Like, whenever I do watch footy, I don't want to sound, you know, like, what I'm saying is they do seem to miss goals that they should be kicking. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah.
And basically, I think, really what I think it gets down to is a lot of these blokes, they're just thinking of, they've got too many things going on inside their head instead of thinking about actually what they're doing. I see them counting steps, I see them, you know, just doing all these different things when it really shouldn't be rocket science, mate. It should be just natural kicking action. There's no perfect kicking action. Everyone's different. Mate, it's, you know, like, I just think they think there's got too much going on inside their head. I mean, I think they're overtrained with it, you know.
How would you go under the lid, Plugger? I mean, as Spud said in the opening, you're at Moorabbin, you're knee-deep in muck, you're going out to the Windy Hill where it's blowing a gale. These blokes are in a ground with a roof on it.
Yeah, mate, they don't even get any mud on their knees these days, do they? Like, mate, it was, and Spud will tell you, some of them days back at Moorabbin, mate, it wasn't just
It wasn't just wet, Spud, was it?
No, we were groundsman there for a while, mate. We were told to water the bloody thing, weren't we?
Yeah, I think they did have a bit of trouble with the irrigation system there for sure, mate.
A plugger as an opposition team going and rabbing, that was the least of our concerns. It was Burns, Cunningham, yeah. Lockett, Dunn, Frawley. Wasn't a great place.
It was a pretty wild bunch, wasn't it, really? But,
hey, mate.
It was great fun, mate. A lot of great memories. Great fun.
Well, we've had great fun today, mate. We've had a lot of fun with Spud, suggesting he's going to get you on. But it is a privilege to be able to talk to you tonight. And this mate of yours is doing marvellous things in the footy media, and he's back at the Saints, and he's having a big impact there.
Mate. Good to hear, mate. And, thanks very much for the invite to come on, mate, and all the best, and we'll catch up soon.
We'll catch you for a beer, mate. We'll get the big Piggy Dunstall, and we'll get Gaz down. We'll have a can of lunch when you're down next time, champ. Thanks for coming on.
That'd be great. Good on you. Well done, fellas.
There it is. I'm telling you, Tony Lockett, who has had his kids' netball, he's put that aside for one reason only. Spud, I think you're within your rights to have... a right of reply. You look a little bit emotional at the moment. What can you say?
Let me just have a think.
Cop that, Maria! Cop that, JB, you skinny little prick! This is the greatest day of my life, other than marrying my beautiful wife and the birth of my three daughters, Chelsea, Danielle and Kelly. That's right up there! As Paul Roos said in 2005, here it is! Here it is, Maria, you skinny bag of pus! You skinny, wormy, linguini dumb prick, JB! You had doubts, Gaz.
I never doubted you, champ. I never doubted you, mate.
We played putting together.
What an interview. What an interview.
Stuck back, and that's what friendship's all about.
That's it, buddy. I'm right behind you, champ.
Plugger was watching his girls network. He'd rather stick pins in his eyes to get in other media or network or talk to anyone. But he did it. You know who he did it for? Me! Bloody well me! I was like Steve Bradbury. People would drop it off the surface. Teddy Willie, you had down to your little prick. Teddy Willie, the wolf pack. I can hear you.
He's up and about
I
now.
I didn't hear the Spuddy. Tweets.
I can hear you.
Get on the tweets now, you take bastards.
Take a breath, buddy.
Got a nice head of steam up.
Jim, now what I'm going to do.
The Alf Brown, the media before the year is put to bed.
Now I've come down.
Spuddy's won it. You got it down.
I'm going to come up with a competition now.
That was very good, Spud.
That bar is set very high.
Before you go with this, let's just take a deep breath.
I am.
He was fantastic.
That was very good, mate.
Brilliant, Spud.
No, he was. And that is due to you. He wouldn't be like that with anyone else. But he was fantastic. So well done in all seriousness.
Well done, mate. Now, nice. Well done.
Now, and just on that, Warrior, the doubts are now out that we're mates.
You got an apology, you two?
Can I have an apology from you?
Yeah, I will say sorry.
JB?
Nothing from me. You missed, so I'm giving you nothing.
Nothing from you means I've done okay. So
I'm conceding, Spud.
Very good.
But what I'm going to do, JB.
Very good.
Yes.
I'm right off the bat,
yep.
About once every 2 weeks,
yep.
I want you, Warrior,
yep.
You, Gaz. Not you at the moment.
I'm with you.
You.
JB and Warrior.
What does he get out of it?
No.
He has to do it. Whatever you're saying. Whatever you're about to say.
He's got to do it.
No, not yet, though.
No.
JB and Warrior over the next month.
Are you getting out
so
of it?
Every 2 weeks,
yeah.
We've got to get someone on, and I know I've raised the bar and set the bar.
So take Plugger and try and raise it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's you might have to dig up Elvis Presley to beat it. But JB,
nothing from me, Spud.
And Warrior, and no Jeff Poulters or we want some.
He gets a drive by Jeff Poulter.
We want some real, you know, not Johnny Ralphs or these blokes. We've got to get high media guys. You know, what's his name? Letterman.
Yeah,
Letterman over there in America.
Jay Leno.
Yeah, Leno.
Get him on our show.
I'll tell you what, you know what you feel like?
Spud.
You've come off the state game against South Australia, guys.
You've kept Kernahan to none. I've kicked Lazy Five, I thought I was right. And now you can go and relax.
You know
the
what you want to do now? You just want to grab a frothy.
Yeah.
And in fact, just Spud, knock the top
you
off
and I can head off. You two just do your best.
Actually,
I might
knock the top off a couple of things, actually.
Poor old Jeff Poulter. Just listen to the interview of the century and cop the drive by.
Sorry, Jeff.
Oh, now.
The brand, the pack of turn.
Have a look at Spud.
Yep.
It's like bowling over Al McPherson, then just sit back and go, How good's this? Look at him.
It gets no better.
Who's next?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. My beautiful wife texts me, and my daughter Chelsea, who's back from USA. So, you know, you feel like you're walking on air. You know, when you don't hit the ground, your feet don't hit the ground.
The feedback that I'm getting on the wolf from the Wolfpack, you don't have to say another word, mate. Chester, get around him. Give him the Alf Brown Now interview of the year. Well, that's consistent. Yeah. Thousands are coming through.
Well, I want the producer to get that and just give it to Paddy Keane. I know Paddy's all
Paddy
over.
Paddy liked
it. And look, I don't say that. I do say it tongue in cheek, but Triple M don't get much effort in those media awards.
No,
but
I do.
I think the way that Lockett talked, the big fella talked about golf.
The most overrated crap of all time media awards.
The clear favourite question coming through, Spud, was. This is from Benny Mitchell. You nailed it, especially getting Muttrain up there playing.
I got the same text.
That's a winner.
A mate of mine said hard hitting spot. Yeah. Getting any rain up there.
Well, that's what Pluckett, the sorts of quest. That's why you two weren't involved.
That's why he was comfortable.
It's only country boys can bring up that sort of stuff.
Exactly right.
Cattle and prices he was interested in.
Angus, you were all over it. And you knew the beef prices doubled the last 12 months.
My word, I did.
Talking about smoking the cigar, the big fellas made a little bit of money up there with Andrew Pridham, Share Farms, and Paul Kelly as well. No, he won't.
Didn't want you as a competitor in that space either, Gaz. Stay out of it.
Well, if I'm perfectly honest, I'm not sure he knew who I was.
No.
Shut up. The footy's on Triple M.
Triple M rocks football.